Our Father and our God, we worship you. Your word in Psalm 29 says that we should render unto you glory, praises, honor, adoration that is due unto you. Heavenly Father, our Master Jesus, the Redeemer, blessed Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, we ask that you will teach us yourself. We bring every spirit that is contrary to your spirit under subjection, and we bind them. Every spirit that buy and sell, that they will be subject to your name, Jesus, even this morning, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that does not comprehend the truth, the total truth, the whole truth, we bring them under subjection. Every spirit that counters the word of God will bring you under subjection this morning. Every spirit that does not make the word of God to mix with faith and to profit the children of the kingdom, we counter you today. And we ask, oh God, that your spirit, oh God, will fill our hearts, will be willing. We will hear you and we will obey. And Lord, our life shall be prosperous for you. We'll bring forth fruit for you, for your glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Praise ye the Lord. As we want to take the topic, ceasing of wisdom today, I want to do a quick flashback to sometimes a couple of weeks back when we took the word understanding the time and season, and we talk about what time and seasons mean spiritually. And today we are taking another relevant message for this season as led by the Holy Spirit, that we, the children of the kingdom, we should acknowledge this season as the season and time of wisdom. Praise ye the Lord. I want us to open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. The topic again is season of wisdom. That is, this is the time and season of wisdom. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of him. Amen. When we're talking about wisdom, what is the meaning of the word wisdom? We can look at the dictionary meaning of wisdom, we can get different perspective, but the wisdom that we are talking about today is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is wisdom. The Word of God is wisdom. God Himself is wisdom. And remember, the Word of God says God is Spirit. Amen. And I want to encourage you this morning that wisdom is one thing that we all need urgently, more than anything else, right now. Wisdom is to our life, our lives, as foundation is, it is to a house. And before I go into the word wisdom per se, I want to briefly talk about what wisdom is not. Because the word wisdom, like I said, we look at the dictionary meaning and we look at different examples and, you know, scenarios where wisdom are quoted or, you know, seemingly used this day. You will see that the word of God, the word wisdom has been misused in so many ways. What wisdom is not? That's what we want to talk about right now. The word wisdom is not just intellect. It's not education. It's not just knowledge. They are not the same. You cannot replace wisdom with knowledge. You cannot replace it with education. And you might be wondering why. Yeah, if I have so much knowledge, why won't I be wise? No, it's not all the part of knowledge that leads to wisdom. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, that knowledge puffs up. We have been studying the Word of God in our Sunday school, and we have been talking about the Word of God, learning the Word of God, studying the Word of God, memorizing the Word of God. And I want to ask us a question. Is there everybody that quotes the Word of God? Is there everybody that memorizes the Word of God that is wise today? There are professors of the scripture, like they study the Bible, they study religion, and yet they are not wise. Why? Because wisdom is not just knowledge. Wisdom is spirit, the spirit of God. Knowledge is in the head, while wisdom is in the heart. Knowledge teaches, but wisdom transforms. Like I said earlier on, wisdom is supernatural, more than information. Wisdom is an office. It's like a place, like a house, it's like an office, it's like a field, it's like a ground where right judgments. Are made. Wisdom is discretion. We are so much in a world where there is so much knowledge even right now. So much knowledge everywhere, but starving for wisdom. Why? Because there is what is called the worldly wisdom. That is not the wisdom we want to talk about today. Wisdom is not lying. You know, you see a lot of people, they lie. And they say, oh, you have to use wisdom. You see people being crafty, sneaky, and mischievous. Evil. And they say they are using wisdom. That is not wisdom. That is not the spirit of God we are talking about. That is not the God that we are talking about. 1 Corinthians 3:19 says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness before God. Being strategic in a very cunning way, very sinful way. Being strategic on its own is not sinful, it's not a sin. But there are strategies and strategic ways that can become sinful and become evil in the sight of God. Worldly wisdom is foolishness before God. For it is written, he is the one who catches the wise in their craftiness. Job 5:13 says, he captures the wise by their own shrewdness. And the advice of the cunning is quickly thwarted. We're talking about the wisdom that comes from above. James 3:15. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but is earthly, natural, demonic. That's the worldly wisdom. So, talking about what wisdom is not, like exaggerating lying, hiding, and pretentious, hypocritical, those are not wisdom. We want to talk, what is wisdom then? We want to talk about what is wisdom per se. I just want to say to you all that wisdom is very expensive. It is expensive. And that is why Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 says that we should sell what we have. Sell all that you have and buy wisdom, because it's not cheap. Wisdom is not cheap, it's expensive. And that is why many don't have it. That is why many lack it. Proverbs 4, if you read from verses 13 to 9 in Message version, you will see it. Say you should sell. I read from the Message version, Proverbs 4, from verse 3 to 9. When I was a boy at my father's knee, the pride and joy of my mother, he would sit me down and drill me. Take this to heart. Do what I tell you. Leave. Sell everything and buy wisdom. For rage, that is, search for understanding. Don't forget one word. Don't deviate an inch. Never walk away from wisdom. She guides your life. Love her. She keeps her eyes on you above all, before all. Do this. Get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list. Get understanding. Throw your hands around her. Believe me, you won't regret it. Never let her go. She will make your life gorgeous, glorious. She will guard, that is, adore your life with grace. That is wisdom. Amen. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the fear of God. Proverbs 9:10. Proverbs 9:10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's just the beginning. When you fear the Lord, yes, you are on your path to have wisdom. And we have two examples, which are like my case study for today, Solomon, in the scripture. In 1 Kings 3:16-28. Solomon was spoken of as having wisdom of God because of the kind of judgment that he gave to two mothers that has had a very controversial issue about their babies. And the judgment that he gave was outside of the box. Not just about the words of the mother, not just about the actions, not just about the drama, not just about the emotion. Wisdom perceive. Wisdom goes further. Wisdom go beyond the physical. It is spiritual. It's the spirit of discretion, it's the spirit of discernment. And in the New Testament, which is where we focus a little more in this message today, in Luke chapter 10, I will start reading from verses 38 to 42. That is 38 to the end. The story is about Jesus Christ when he entered the house of Mary and Martha. Praise the Lord. Now it came to pass, and they went, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him, that is, he came to Jesus, and said, Lord, does not thou care that my sister has left me served alone? Be there therefore that she help me. Let me pause there for a moment. This scripture, in fact, is giving me a new, like, complete meaning from what I used to hear, like, when preach about Mary and Martha. They talk about, the word of God and hospitality and all that stuff. But to the glory of God, I was able to see that what Jesus Christ responded to was not just about serving food or somebody sitting down being idle and not doing the logical, the expected. Ordinarily, somebody comes to your house, especially somebody of that importance, like Jesus Christ, like your spiritual father or a governor, president, or somebody important is in your home. The normal thing to do is to go about, getting, the whole place ready for the person to be entertained. And I was like, what is wrong in this? Which is like what we have been hearing most of the time, that, that's what they were expected to do, serve the Lord. But as I was praying and meditating, I began to see what wisdom looked like in the time of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that is the part of wisdom. Number one, a wise person learns. It's not so much, a wise person does not put forth so much that, I have this much. I can do this much. I have so much to offer. Especially when a higher authority is near. A wise person is teachable. A wise person is humble. A wise person hunger for learning and experiences. And this is what we saw in the life of Mary. Jesus came in. There was a connection between Mary and Jesus. Oh, the Lord is here. The Lord is near. I want to submit to us this morning, brethren, that the Lord is here. The Lord is near unto us more than ever before. And what we respond to the Lord with, which shows where our hearts is and what our future will look like. If the Lord in his infinite mercy can shut down the whole world at such a time like this, the Lord is near. And a wise person, which I'm encouraging us to choose to be this morning, we use this time to sit at the feet of Jesus Christ more than we have ever done. Which is what happened in the life of Mary. It doesn't sound okay for somebody to come to your house as a visitor and you are sitting down with the person and listening to what the person has to say. The ordinary flesh thing is to run around and be giving stuff. And Jesus did not condemn entertaining or being hospitable. No. But spiritual takes priority in the life of Mary. Let us read the verses 41 and 42. Okay, let's start from verse 40. But Martha was cumbered about seven and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she served with me. Martha was in the flesh. Mary was in the spirit. The spiritual take place first in the life of Martha, in the life of Mary. Even though Martha was doing what she was doing, she was not okay by just putting things together by herself. If you look at the scripture says she was cumbered. And look at the response of Jesus Christ. And he said, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. The scripture describes her state of being cumbered. When you are talking about somebody being cumbered, you are talking about somebody being worried, you know, being overwhelmed. And Jesus rebuked her. In 42, he said, but one thing is needful, and Mary had chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. God does not expect us to be worried, to be overwhelmed, to be running helter skelter, to be trying to physic, to be trying to put things together on our own at such a time like this. Because God himself is in the house. God himself is on the seat. A time for eating, a time for entertaining, a time for exercising, a time for achieving, a time for celebration. All of that will come. But this is the time to be at the feet of Jesus Christ more than ever before. Praise ye the Lord. Wisdom is supreme. And the supremacy of the spiritual thing is what Mary grabbed. He sat quietly at the feet of Jesus Christ. She submitted herself. This is the time to submit herself. This is not the time to claim that we know. This is not the time to go around on our own. The story is not just about these two women. It's about discernment of spirits. Discerning what is needful. Brethren, let us look. When I was reading this story, God was just relating it to what is happening in the world right now. To the life of Martha. Martha was busy. She was all over the place. Martha was about self. You know, sometimes you are serving visitors. It's not just about giving them food, about giving, you know, making them comfortable. It's about to show how much you are. Putting for your pride. And that is the point that Mary was getting it wrong. Hospitality is not, it's a great thing. Hospitality is needed. It's needed. But when it goes beyond, you know, that, and it has turned to pride and self and showing at the expense of the presence of the Lord. You can see the two on both sides. At the expense of the presence of the Lord. And that is one of the reasons why the whole world is like this right now. To refocus the kingdom, to refocus the brethren, to refocus the children of the kingdom. Where we have drifted so much into the world, it's not just about living a thriving life, it's just about getting. Look at our lives, husband and wife. Before COVID-19, husband and wife, they hardly see. I'm not talking about individual now. I'm talking about, I don't have this the statistics. I don't have the numbers. But if you go into different things that happen now, you see that husband and wife are more together because of the new structure. You discover that parents and children, they are more together because of the new structure. You discover people are less on the road because of the new structure. The malls are shut down. Recreation centers are shut down. Those things that we place so much value on, that is as if our life depends on them. Oh, my children must go for this. My children must go for that. I must go for this. I must go for that. All of those things are shut down. And here we are. We are still alive. Doing great. Wonderfully, you know, moving forward without those things. Oh, I need new shoes. I must go to the world, to the mall. I need new clothes. Oh, I must do this. I must do that. The one that we even have, how much of them are we using? And that is teaching us that we don't need so much to be who God wants us to be. There is one thing that is needful. That is what Jesus Christ said. One thing. That you cannot compare to gold. You cannot compare it to silver. You cannot compare to anything in this world. Instruction from the Lord. Instruction. You know, I kept praying. I was waiting on the Lord. I kept praying. I said, Father, just show me one thing that is needful for me right now. Just one thing that is needful for me right now. I don't care about every other thing, but I just want one thing that is needful. As you have spoken about Mary, that there's just one thing that is needful. And he has chosen that needful part, and no one will take it away from her. I want you to show me. And by the Spirit of the Lord, God is laying in my heart that instruction from me. Brother, you need instruction from the Lord. Don't let this season pass you over without getting an instruction from the Lord. See it at the feet of Jesus Christ. That is the wisdom we are talking about today. Let the Spirit of God draw you into the presence and at the feet of Jesus Christ. At Bible studies, at Sunday service, reading the scripture, memorizing it, doing memory cards, you know, taking the books of the Bible, taking the characters of the Bible, keep, you know, getting the word and the instruction and soaking yourself in the word of God. That is for the people that know the word of God. That is the people that know God. If you don't know Christ, if you are not in Christ, if you are just in church, you are not in Christ. Today is the day to submit yourself at the feet of Jesus Christ, to give your life to Jesus. Because if you don't know him, he cannot give you instruction. He cannot direct you. He cannot instruct you. And that is the first step You have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ and submit your life unto him. And if you have given your life to Christ already, I want to encourage you, and I want you to put them down, that you want to spend time to wait in the presence of the Lord. You want to spend time and say, Lord, speak to me. One of our sisters was praying during the vigil time, and she mentioned that Samuel was a child, and God spoke to him. Children, our children, God can speak to you, and God will speak to children. July and August, month of your vacations, you are not in school, you are not in under pressure for school. Sit in your room and study the scripture and read the Bible and pray to God and say, God, speak to me. Listen to what God wants to say. It's not every time that you are in the presence of God, you talk. Let the spirit of quietness be in you. Listen. And make sure you are hearing. A lot of time God speaks to us, but are we actually hearing? And that is one thing I pick from Mary again. It will show that Mary was actually hearing the Lord. She was listening to the Lord. Because as I was reading the scripture, I didn't see any response from Mary to Martha. Mary did not answer Martha a word. Wise people don't answer everybody. Wise people don't answer everybody. Anybody can say anything. Anybody can make complaint, make comments, pass judgment. Wise people don't answer everybody. She did not answer because there was something inside that she was pondering over. That's what I think. But when you are not having something, substance and things that you are pondering and you are ruminating in, as in the place of the spirit, you will not be able to discern. You will not be able to look outside of the bus. You will not be able to pray without being distracted. Mary was not distracted. Wise people don't get distracted. A lot of people are here, a lot of Christians say, I was distracted. You know, I was planning to do this, but you know, there's so much thing to do. And I don't have time. Wise people. People of wisdom, they don't get distracted easily. If they have to be distracted, it has to be somebody urgently in need of help somewhere. Mary did not answer Martha. And I was thinking about this passage again. I was wondering, I said, before Martha actually came to Jesus, maybe she has been winkling her eyes, making motions, and giving body languages, and say, how to see me? Come here. What are you doing here? Is that what you're supposed to be doing? And Mary was engrossed. She's been taken over by the presence of the Master. How much of the presence of the Master are you engrossed with today? When COVID-19 is over, how much of the presence of God are you going to be engrossed in that you will not drift back into your former world? Former world of running etasketer and all over the place. And come back and entangled again with the world. This is the time for the church to focus on the needful. This is the time for church to pay attention to the spirit of wisdom in the house. Before this COVID-19 started, before the lockdown, I remember there was a particular Sunday, I'm not sure if it's the first or the second Sunday of March, just shortly before they shut down, I shared a revelation that God shared with me. And I was saying, I said, I am not sure if the message is just for Jesus Palace as a church, or it's for the body of Christ all over the world, or for the world. I said, I wasn't sure, but I saw it. It was very clear. Everybody was busy. Everybody was doing things around. So overcome, you know, overwhelmed and overcome by whatever they are doing. And God was standing. And someone was standing, leading praise and worship. People were not singing, people were not praising, people were not worshiping. They were busy. The praise and worship was done. The prayer person came out, was leading prayer. He was leading prayer and nobody was praying. Everybody was going up and down, entering and coming out of the building. And it was time for the preacher to preach. The preacher was preaching. Nobody was listening. And the heaviness of the heart of God came upon me in that revelation. I was feeling so sad and heavy in my spirit. That why are people so distracted? Why are people not paying attention to God? God is standing here. Why are you not paying attention? And God said, it's grieving my heart. That people are busy and all over the place and not acknowledging him anymore. And shortly after, there was a shutdown. And that thing has not left me since that time. I have been praying. I say, God, for me, help me. And I'm praying for my brethren and my family all over the world that after this lockdown, I will not go back to that kind of life or busyness without paying attention to the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus. This is the time to pay attention to the voice of the Lord. You have to choose. It's a deliberate attempt. I am moving to how do I get wisdom now, which is the last phase of the message. How do I get wisdom? How do I get wisdom? I want to read from the book of James. James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. And it says, if any lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. How many of us are desperate for wisdom? Not the wisdom of the world. Godly wisdom, the spirit of God, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of discernment, the spirit of revelation. How many of us are craving? We are hungry. We are craving for it. We are craving for ice cream or cold water. There is nothing that anybody offers us. Especially if you are craving, you are thirsty for water. People can give you wine, sparkling juice, not wine, sparkling juice. My children always correct me on this when I say wine. They say, oh, that's not wine. It's called sparkling juice. They can give you all manners of drinks that are even more expensive than water. But if you are craving, if you are thirsty, until you drink water, nothing can quench your thirst. Brethren, this is the season, this is the time and season to be hungry for the wisdom of God, for the spirit of discernment, to place the spiritual over the physical, no matter how the physical is seemingly looking as if it's important and urgent. There are some things that are important, but they are not urgent. They can wait. Very important things, but they can wait, especially when there is a need to sit at the feet of the master. When there is a need to listen and hearken to the voice of the master. Some important things can wait. And that is one of the things we should learn during this COVID. We should learn to discern things that should wait over spiritual matters. If you decide to lock yourself up and be in the presence of God at a particular time, Jesus is the savior of the world. No matter how important you are, you know, ministering and teaching and delivering people from whatever thing that you are doing, God is available to answer and to take care of his people. Amen. Ask from the Lord. Ask with desperacy in your spirit. You know? Ask as if your life depends on it. You might be asking why. Proverbs 9 verse 16 say. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 16 says, wisdom is better than strength. Wisdom is better than strength. If you are the type that chose to be wise and you are desperate for that spirit of God and you are craving for it, and you are sitting and you are taking, you are getting that wisdom, and God is giving you instructions, you will be better off than people that are using strength. Verse 18 says, wisdom is better than weapons of war. That same chapter, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 16 and verse 18. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. A lot of times we want to fight, want to be defensive, want to make our cases, whether with whoever that is making our life not pleasant or the way we expect it to be. We want to answer them. Wisdom requires that you are wise and be quiet and take instruction on how to approach matters. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. No wonder many Christians are losing many battles, because they are using strength, the spirit of discretion, having knowledge, having understanding, and having right judgments is lacking. It's not every battle that you go and be carrying weapons. Mary was quiet. She did not answer matter. And my prayer today is that as many that are sitting at the feet of Jesus, let me quickly explain that sitting at the feet of Jesus does not mean that you should be nonchalant to your environment. It does not mean that you are not participatory in what is going on around. It doesn't mean that you are withdrawing. You know, it doesn't mean that you are having attitude, you are creating barrier between you and your world and people around you. That's not what I'm talking about. Sitting, you are learning, you are getting instruction. And much instruction that you are giving will reflect in how you serve people. Your wisdom will reflect in your service to people. Because that's Jesus. Jesus is the wisdom of God. His wisdom, the much knowledge of God that the Father that he had, made him to serve and give his own life, even to us. Praise ye the Lord. So my prayer for every one of us today, as we sit at the feet of Christ in our spirit being, and sometimes our physical being is withdrawn into his presence, he will instruct us. As he's giving us instruction, we will have the grace to obey and to do his will and to do his good pleasure in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, I want to also say that God does not condemn us or others about doing things that are legitimate, about services, about having good pleasure. No, God does not condemn them. But our attitude towards them over his presence. Over the peace of God. When you are doing something and it is bringing so much worry, so much anxiety, you are losing your peace. You need to go back to the feet of the master. Go and check it. If actually that is his will or his plan. No matter how challenging the cause of God is, the peace of God is always in it. No matter how troublesome the path that God has chosen for you, there is also the presence of God to keep you. But when you are doing anything and you are lacking the peace of God, check it. You might be out of the path of wisdom. God longs for our fellowship. God longs for our fellowship. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. It's like, you are here. I will not let you go. I know you have something for me. God longs for our fellowship. More than whatever we can have, offer him. Martha wanted to offer. Wanted to make him comfortable. He wanted to show forth that, oh, my master, I so much care about you. And Jesus is saying to you, brethren, today, that if you so much care about me, if you so much love me, then stay with me. Stay with me. How can you stay with him in his word? Quiet time. Peaceful life. Taking instruction from him. Not answering any every man. Not quarrelsome. Not striving. Not being hypocritical. Not being judgmental. Loving the Lord and honoring him with our lives. God wants to talk to us. God wants to share his mind and his plan. God has plans. God wants to share the plan that he has with us. And wisdom is calling us to stay with him. Not join the whole world to be saying what the world is saying, but listening carefully to say what the Lord is saying. Into our personal lives, into people around us, into our communities, into our nations. God has plan. And he wants to share these plans with us. It's when we stay with him, it's when we stay in his word, that we will begin to say what he says concerning us. Maybe you don't have a job and you are worried. God is saying to you today, just come to the place of wisdom. Wisdom is trusting. Wisdom trusts the Lord that he's able and that he's coming. Wisdom is patient. Be patient with the Lord. Don't be in a haste. Don't become anxious and begin to complain and murmur. That's all. After all, even unbelievers, people that don't know God, they are doing this. That's not wisdom. Wisdom requires that you are quiet in the place of the word of God and holding on to the word of God tenaciously. You are waiting, you are listening, you are hearing, you are engrossed in all that is given unto you. And that is what will saturate your whole being. And if God can occupy your heart, he can occupy your life. And my prayer is that God will fill our hearts. Today we will receive the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of the fear of God, the spirit of the fear of God, the spirit of discretion, the spirit of discernment, the spirit of holiness, the spirit of peace, the spirit of the Father will fill our hearts. in the name of Jesus Christ. As God begins to share his plan with us, he gives us the grace to begin to speak peace and grace to be multiplied upon our lives, upon our families, upon our communities, upon our nations, and upon our world in general, in the name of Jesus. Let us begin to pray. Let us begin to thank God and say, Father, I thank you because you are God. Bible says that God is spirit. You are spirit. The spirit of wisdom. You are spirit of counsel. You are spirit of peace. Lord, I praise you for sending your word into my life today, that I should receive of you the spirit of wisdom. Let us begin to ask and say, God, give me the spirit of wisdom. Fill me with your spirit of wisdom, Lord. Give my children wisdom. Give my brethren wisdom. Not the wisdom of the world, but the wisdom of God that comes from above. When you have the spirit of God, you will excel. In his plan that he has placed in your life, you will be filled with peace. You will be patient with the Lord. Let's begin to ask for all of this. Let's begin to ask for the spirit of grace, that the grace of God be multiplied unto us. The spirit of the love of God. When you love God, you will hunger for his presence. You will be at home in his presence. You will not be in a hurry with the Lord and about the things of the Lord. Has the spirit of the Lord to fill you, the spirit of wisdom to fill, and the knowledge of the Most High God to fill your heart. I want us to pray that God will remove the spirit of pride from us. Even some that has the scripture in their head, like we're talking about it in the Sunday school today. A lot have the scripture and they can quote the scripture, and because of their personality, because they are still proud, they just want to come and be quoting and displaying. It's not in the heart. The word of God is supposed to be in the heart. The wisdom of God is in the heart. It's the one that transforms. Let's pray and say, Father, let the word of God that I know transform my life. The more of the word of God you know, the more of God you know, the more you discover that you don't know. The more you will hunger to wanting to know. Bible said that you should rebuke a wise person and you will become wiser. But rebuke a fool, you're just wasting your time because he's not going to listen. How many of us are open to rebuke? How many of us are open to being rebuked today? The word of God is profitable to teach, to correct, to rebuke. Let us pray for ourselves, that God will give us the spirit of humility, that we will humble our hearts before the Lord. We will be teachable. We will be able to receive correction in the name of Jesus. That God will chase out every spirit of pride in us in the name of Jesus. I want us to pray for ourselves Bible said that if the iron is blunt, he said you will need to apply much strength. This can explain why a lot of us are struggling, because the iron is blunt. Let us pray that the Spirit of God will sharpen us. That the presence of God will sharpen us. That we will not be running to and fro, enter scatter, like the rest of the world. That we will, our movement will be in the right direction because of the wisdom of God. Because of the instructions from the Lord, we will move at the right time, at the right place, doing the right thing in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray for our students, our children, that God Almighty will fill them with the spirit of wisdom and knowledge of the Most High God. Let us begin to thank God. Let us begin to praise Him for what He has done for us today. We are grateful. We are grateful. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our God and our Father, we worship you. Great and mighty God, you are. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for revealing yourself unto us that this is the time and season for wisdom. For us to draw unto you is wisdom, O God. For us, O God, to seek you while you are near is wisdom, O God. For us, O God, to sit at your feet and learning and getting engrossed in your presence is wisdom, Lord. Father, Lord, we pray that you will, as we are asking, you will give unto every one of us wisdom from you, O God. You fill us with your spirit, the spirit to wait in your presence. The spirit to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The grace to sit at your feet. The grace to listen and hear, O God. The grace to pray with attention. The grace to hear your voice with clarity. Father, release upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. The grace, O God, to set our affection on the things above. Things that are above, O God. Things that are above, O God. And not being cumbered, oh God, by things that are of no eternal value. Father, we pray that you pour upon us, oh God, like never before, more than ever before, oh God, from this service today, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we magnify you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen.